can't hear anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus welcome to the Christ, Funk Shop TV webisode. Welcome to the Funk Shop TV webisode. You're in the webisode number 3. I'm Biggs. This is Rainey. And our guest today is K-Fed, Kevin Brooks. He's part of the Funk Shop TV cast. I forgot to mute my phone before we started this, so I'm going to do that right now so we don't have any interruptions or distractions.
I'll just put mine in my pocket.
Since everybody already knows who Sean is, unless they haven't watched 1 or 2 yet, and if you haven't, you really should. I just finished watching 2 for the first time, and I don't think I ever want to watch it again. I hope my parents don't watch it. I hope none of my family watches it. But it's funny, I think.
Part the truth of it comes out.
I'm going to watch it. Well, I did say some things that I wish I wouldn't have, but That's why we have a talk show. And I think I was talking to somebody earlier and they asked me what the whole Funk Shop podcast webisode thing was, and I said it's a talk show, and then it dawned on me it's kind of a talk shit show.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, cuz we do a lot of shit talking. We cover topics that are controversial and trending, but we kind of go off on a tangent about those things. So to your left, my right, Mr. Kevin Brooks. Kevin, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell people what you're all about, who you are, and how many women you've been with, stuff like that.
I mean, I'm actually supposed to keep count.
Well, if he doesn't have any, then that wouldn't be too hard to keep count of.
Okay.
Well, I mean, up here in the Northwest, it's a whole bunch of different story from when I'm from New Orleans. Oh, did I see that segue there? I don't know. I'm Kevin. I've been here for way too many years. I miss the South. That's pretty much all I got right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure more will come out as the episode ends.
Now, the viewers can't see what's on the table, so we have to lift this up.
Oh.
He's the resident drinker for the week. I'm definitely not drinking this week. Sean, I don't know if Sean's going to drink this week.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'll ever.
I have enough for all of you.
That's a little flask. You have no idea how much we drank last week.
No, I saw the episode.
Oh. It was ridiculous. And I blame it on Christian. Christian, hurry up and get back, man. It's only been a few days and we miss you already. Big ups for protecting our butts and going out to the sandbox and defending us. So I appreciate that. But just come home safe, please. Since last week, my week's been hell because I got beat up when I was drunk and don't remember it. Apparently, we were running through the neighbor's yard singing Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, and twerking in the middle of the street.
If I had battery life left in any of the cameras, I would have filmed it, but I didn't. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you didn't. Thank you. Thank you, cameras, for dying. I appreciate that.
This week, they're not dying, though. They're plugged in. But you're lucky you're not drinking.
So. I'm not drinking.
Oh, shit, I am.
I may not. I don't think I'll drink again ever. If maybe for my birthday week. We'll see how it goes. Depends on how I feel. Yeah, I'm not touching that stuff. We got Travis Claus in the audience, and he just reminded me that there's a fifth of Peach Smirnoff over there, and I'm not touching it. Sean, how was your week?
Busy as hell. I've been editing and editing and more editing. Having a hard time keeping up with all the editing I'm doing right now, so.
Like the audio, music, and.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, between this, which isn't, this isn't too hard to, like, actual edit, but it takes a lot of time for the computer to render, because I only have one computer that can really handle higher amounts of footage, I guess.
Okay.
But I don't have enough machines to be able to handle a whole bunch of projects at the same time. And I've been getting a lot of projects on Fiverr and barely been able to keep up, so.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. Back to Kevin. How was your week, Kevin?
I'm drinking. How do you think my week went?
Yeah, a lot of people drink to celebrate a good week, so.
Well, put it this way. The state of Oregon has very, very interesting court systems. So, okay, make a long story short. I got a ticket about a month ago. For not wearing a seatbelt. No, this one was speeding. Sorry. Speeding, no proof of insurance, and then the cop tells me that my license is suspended. Right?
Wow. And then, I didn't hear it. This is the first I've heard it about.
Yes, because I didn't want to broadcast this.
Okay.
Until we put it on an episode of...
Oh, boy.
...podcast. But,
So now you're here. Kevin's been riding dirty.
So, The cop comes up, finally comes up, and he's like, "Do you know your license is suspended?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Well, you know I can tow your car for that." I'm like, "I don't know what to tell you, officer. I do not know." And he was like, "Well, get it figured out." So I call and get it figured out. It was from a ticket that was maybe a year and a half old about no seatbelt. Went through collections because the Oregon court systems didn't get my money order.
Okay.
And so it turned out to be $118.88 charge I had to pay to get my license unsuspended.
Reinstated.
Same thing.
Same thing. It's not the same thing, the same thing.
I had to go through the same thing, so I know what it's like.
But here's a weird thing. So for the ticket that the cop actually gave me for the no proof of insurance, the speeding, and the driving while suspended, had my court date on Monday. Try to go to see the judge because I have my proof of insurance card. I have the fact that I got my license reinstated. And when I went up to the clerk, she goes, "Well, what do you want to do?" I'm like, "Well, I want to talk to the judge about getting these off my record." And she's like, "Okay, well, you're going to come back in the summer, and you're going to talk to the officer that wrote you the ticket to negotiate with the officer." Right?
So the judge told you you had to negotiate with
the
cop?
This was not even the judge. This was just the lady behind the glass.
So you had to bribe, basically telling you to go bribe the officer somehow?
Pretty much. And I didn't know that the state of Oregon instituted the laws of Judge Dredd, Judge, Jury, and Executioner. But I just wanted to speak to the judge and show the judge that I have my proof of insurance. I have took care of the license 48 hours after I found out it was suspended. And get those off the ticket so I can just pay for the speeding ticket or hopefully get that deferred and so I won't even show up on my record. But now I got to negotiate with the cop in Oregon. Wow. And not even Oregon, it's Gresham.
Oh.
And we all know how Gresham cops love tanner people.
People of a darker complexion? Is it tanner?
Right. The funny thing, too, another funny story.
So we should put it out there, like, rappers should never use the N-bomb in any of their lyrics. Now it's Tanner. What up, my Tanner?
Not much, my Tanner.
See?
So you got to get the little, the high end at the end. What up, my Tanner?
But is it Tanner or Tana?
Well, it's Tana. But if someone like you is going to say it, you do not say the E-R.
Don't do that.
We'll get mad.
My Tana.
Don't do it.
My Tana.
Holy crap.
That almost sounds like Montana. What up, Montana?
But so get this. So
back to the story. What happened with the cop?
I don't know. I have to. They're gonna mail me my new court date within 45 days, and then the lady behind the glass told me if I don't hear from them, to call them to get my new court date.
So when you go into the court in Gresham, it's so hard that they have actually like bulletproof glass in between you and the person that you have to talk to?
Apparently.
Wow. I didn't know Gresham was so hood.
I even had to go through the metal detectors, empty out my pockets, take off my belt.
That's pretty much any court in this country now.
Yeah, but they made me take off my belt like I was going through airport security. I didn't see no TSA agents.
I think that's pretty average for a court.
I don't know. I don't spend too many times in court.
I was just flashing a note to remind to talk about sponsors and advertisers, people that have our back and that are helping us so we can be able to put this bullshit in front of you. So I'm going to talk about right now Sausage Shack. Big ups to Sausage Shack. Number one food cart in Portland. If you haven't eaten there yet, you have to try it. It's the best place for bacon-wrapped anything. Like if you bring them a banana and say, hey, wrap it in bacon and cook it, they'll probably do it for you. So,
what's your favorite?
There's your plug.
What's your favorite item at the Sausage Shack?
I prefer Louisiana Red Hots, the spicy hot dog, and I always get it with like grilled onions and jalapenos and shredded cheese and cheese sauce. But I really enjoy the bacon wrapped pretzels, bacon wrapped corn dogs. I haven't had bacon wrapped chicken wings yet. Everybody's like,
"Oh,
you have to."
Not.
I don't.
What's your favorite item, Kevin?
Well, he asked me a question. Can I finish answering that? Can we continue to plug your food cart?
Okay.
I don't like to get my hands dirty when I'm eating. I don't like my fingers being sticky or messy.
So no ribs?
I'll eat them if there's like a sink close by.
What about corn on the cob?
No.
Even if you have the little poker thing?
If I have the poker thing, sure. But I just, I don't like getting my hands sticky with stuff when I'm eating.
Your love life sucks, dude, doesn't it?
Lately, yes. But that's, we'll save that for another show. I'm going to give my parents permission to watch this one, so we're just going to leave that off. Right here. Love life or lack thereof. Call it what you want.
That's funny.
So you were going to say something before I interrupted you for interrupting me.
Yeah, you know. I was just asking him what his favorite item was, that's all.
The thing that apparently he's not going to eat, which is the bacon-wrapped chicken wings.
Now, I'm not going to say it. I am going to say it.
Do it.
Have you been down there lately?
No.
Right across from Sausage Shack, there's a little Cajun joint.
Don't make me choose between Cajun joint.
Look, and last time I was there, I did. I went over and I got some bacon-wrapped pretzels, and I took Lydia and Trisha down there so they could get food and try Sausage Shack. So we got them food, but I did go get some crawfish etouffee, and it wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad at all.
Now you've been to New Orleans,
yes, and I'm telling you,
have you had real crawfish etouffee when you were down?
And that's why, yes, and that's why I say it wasn't bad. It was white people down. Oh, it wasn't spicy, but we're in Portland. As liberal as it is, they're also pussies.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm going to get death threats for that. Portland, you're pussies.
And you don't think I'm going to get pulled over by every Gresham cop now?
Stay out of Gresham. That's simple.
Well, there's things in Gresham.
There shouldn't be Tanas driving through Gresham anyways.
Well, again, there's things in Gresham.
My Tana.
What?
My Tana.
Say what?
So yeah, Sausage Shack. Check it out. That was a big plug.
It was. I was kind of surprised.
I better get a dividend check. Something better come under the table. I mean,
I'll just take more whiskey.
Kevin's over there.
I'm glad nobody picked up on that before.
I did.
A few things we have to talk about on this show. I've been trying to get people to ask us questions. I think a lot of people are afraid, because they're afraid we're going to put them on blast and say, hey, well, this person wants to know. We'll keep it anonymous. If you email us at funkshoptv@gmail.com, we will keep your question anonymous. Nobody has to know who asked it, and we'll make it very generic and vague.
We can do that with just the hashtags, if they do the hashtag thing.
If they hashtag it and somebody pulls up the hashtag in the search box, it still pulls up their profile.
Well, I'm just saying we won't necessarily put it on the video. That's all I'm saying. So if they want to hashtag it and just keep it simple.
But that's dumb, because then it's not anonymous anymore. Like, if somebody hashtags, okay, I want you to put my boyfriend on blast because he did this last weekend.
Well, I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about just other questions.
Well, yeah, random questions can be hashtagged. Easy. Yeah, but
that's what I'm talking about.
That's why I was saying, if you want to be anonymous, you can email it to us.
Okay.
Or if you don't want to, which I was going into next before I was really interrupted by the producer that was an hour and a half late getting set up today, just email us and questions or topics you want us to talk about. I really don't want to talk about the same topics over and over and over, so try to please watch the episodes that we've already had so we don't keep killing the same horse.
I agree.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter, FunkShopTV, @FunkShopTV.
The website's back up, by the way.
Oh, it is. Yeah. FunkShopTV.com is back up. Episodes should be coming out as soon as we can get Sean a new computer so he can edit them.
But for now, you can see behind-the-scenes footage.
And
right.
The podcasts are automatically, the newest podcasts also pop up there on the front page.
Okay.
Automatically.
And these episodes come out every Tuesday and every Friday.
Yeah.
So.
And iTunes, don't forget about that. We're on iTunes now.
iTunes is stupid.
Yeah, might be, but you know.
Yeah, are you going to edit that out too?
No.
I got edited out of a lot of stuff out of episode 2, apparently, because he was afraid that they could be potential sponsors.
Not so much a lot of stuff, just a couple of words.
Words like what?
Does that mean I need to hide?
No, you're good.
Okay, that's good.
We don't need to hide anything.
No.
Whoa.
Audience has their phone on.
I thought we were in the Wild West or something.
I thought what's that damn?
Unfortunately, that was the stupid whistle from the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
that
yeah.
Whistle was from a Wild West.
No, that was Hunger Games.
Way before Hunger Games. It's been around for.
I think it was on a TV show.
200 fucking, yeah, like.
on
Lone Ranger, Bonanza, or some stupid.
Yeah, what was that paranormal show? That weird paranormal show that was on. For
I'm
a
sure
long
it's
time.
Been on a lot of things.
Erie, Indiana.
No.
I'm not very good at reading lips.
Good, bad, and the ugly.
Oh, good, bad, and the ugly. Well, Clint Eastwood, right?
Yes.
Okay. See.
Part of the Fistful of Dollars.
I know that. One of the things that somebody asked us to talk about is how society's changing and people are kind of becoming sheep. I was hanging out with my buddy Brandon last night for a long time, and we were talking about how parents aren't allowed to discipline their kids anymore because they can be legally held responsible. So kids don't have any fear of repercussion. They're not afraid of any judicial system. So there's really no reason to not do bad things.
True story.
And when a kid does act out, they simply slap a sticker on them that says they have ADD or ADHD, give them some prescription medication, and call it a day. So when you were a kid, Sean, did kids have ADD or ADHD?
No, not in my memory. I mean...
And you're quite a bit younger than I am.
Not that much.
Well, in school years.
A few years, but not a ton. But yeah, I mean, I graduated in 98, so... But when I was a kid in elementary school in California, and California is probably one of the places it started first, I would think.
Probably.
Just because of the nature
Oregon,
of California.
All the liberals in Portland.
That's true. That too. Yeah, I didn't see anybody with those kind of things. It wasn't until much later. Maybe junior high at the earliest is when I first started hearing about it.
Okay.
So.
What about you, Kev?
Let's see. ADHD, none of that stuff. If a kid acted out, especially if it was me, my dad made me go get the switch.
Well, you're Tanner, so that's, I mean...
I understand.
There's a difference in culture between white people and black folks.
But see,
folks.
Here's like, also the thing, too. I went to, when I finally grew up and started going to school in New Orleans, I went to Catholic school in New Orleans because my parents didn't want me to go to any of the public schools. So I had Sister Flavia coming at me with the ruler. Yes, even in 1993, nuns are coming after students with their rulers. If you acted out, you got hit on the hands. You got your ass smacked.
Like a knuckle rack.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, you want me to talk into the mic? Just say
yes,
it. Just say it.
Is this helpful? Can you hear me now?
Not that close.
Not that close. Okay. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus tits.
Well, so, you're like... this big on the waveform.
Well, because I've always been told that my voice carries, so I figured it would just carry right into the mic.
It does, to a point.
To a point. So if you have to edit me and make me go a little bit higher until I get closer to the mic.
Never mind. Just fucking talk close to the mic.
All right, so you were saying.
Sean actually made me lose my train of thought.
Sister Flavia.
Sister Flavia. So I had kids that got acted out, but no one ever associated it with, here, you need to get on some pills to act. Calm yourself down.
Okay.
No, that's been a recent trend, and not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but we live in a world that is out to make money. So, hey, your kids are acting out. We have the pharmaceutical companies over here, so let's just go ahead and say we have pills for them, so go ahead and pay us the money for the pills for your kids to make them act straight and... Well, not straight, like straight between straight and gay, but you get what I mean. But
we have pills for that now?
Oh. I'm going to sneak some in some water.
So instead of roofies, we got gay pills now?
Anti-gay pills.
Same thing.
Straight pills. Sorry, I shouldn't have said anti-gay. That was politically incorrect.
You got both people just battling it out with pills, just putting into people's drinks. You go to a club like, oh, shit, I'm gay. Oh, great,
seven
straight.
Different pills floating in my cup. What's going on?
You're straight and gay seven times in one night.
When I was in elementary school, I remember walking by the principal's office, hearing kids literally screaming. And you could hear it getting smacked. My principal had a paddle that was like this big.
Yeah.
Big square paddle with a handle on it. It had five holes in it. And parents signed permission slips giving the principal permission to...
beat the shit out of their kids.
Right, basically whoop the shit out of their kids if their kids got out of line. I was afraid to get in trouble when I was in school. I was in fear of getting in trouble. I was in fear of getting bad grades because I would get my ass whooped. Kids aren't afraid of anything anymore because if a parent puts their hand on the kid's butt, the kid goes back to the teacher, the parent gets arrested. So it's, I think society, we are dumbing down our children, giving them nothing, no reason to fear, so there's no reason to act wrong. I also remember getting busted in junior high school because I wasn't afraid to go to the grocery store and buy condoms. I wasn't afraid of anything my entire life. It's real hard to embarrass me. I feel bad for my parents being embarrassed over episode 2 if they happen to watch it. But I'm not embarrassed. But I would go and buy condoms, and I would take them to school, and I would sell them because I knew my friends that were being sexually active needed them. They were teaching abstinence, so I got in trouble for it. Now in junior high schools, they hand condoms out to the kids when they want them.
And, of course, they hand out Lifestyles, and those are the shittiest ones out there. Probably guaranteed the break. Why do you think there's so many teenage pregnancies? Oh, sorry.
Well, maybe that was put forth by the medical association and the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. Possible. But yeah, I'm all for beating kids, you know, within reason. Rephrase that. But like, I'm not for teachers beating the kids, only because I don't think it's, one, it's not their responsibility, and two, I don't know how I feel about other people beating my kid.
Right.
I personally won't beat my kid just because I have other ways of whenever she misbehaves. I'll just make her do exercises till she cries. And I find that to be, because I mean, I know how strong
like
I am.
Like football field type punishment.
Yeah.
You're
10
minutes late to practice, you're running laps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because like, I know how strong I am. If I get angry, if I'm angry where I want to punish her, I definitely don't want to hit her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And accidentally go too far. So just to keep that from ever happening, I'd rather have her do push-ups and sit-ups. And I mean, one time she was acting stupid in mixed martial arts class, just misbehaving, not listening and whatnot. So I made her do basically really not horrible exercises, but I pushed her for about 2 hours. I made her do 1,000 push-ups.
Wall sits. Sits is always good for a kid.
30 minutes of wall sits. I made her kick the heavy bag 1,000 times with each leg. She was there
1,000
for
times
with each
with
leg.
Each leg.
Yeah, made her do 1,000 sit-ups.
You've seen his daughter, right?
Yes.
Now you know why she's like, she's young, but she looked like she whooped my ass. Now we get it.
So
we understand.
Point is, I'd rather have her not only benefit herself in that way, but also it's a punishment in a sense of like it's going to be really, you're going to be a lot of discomfort and unhappy during this 2 hours. And you'll understand that, but what's the benefit of just me beating the shit out of her?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
there was a lot of benefits to my parents beating the shit out of me when I was young.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, that I got beat fucking up tons of times. But
I've never been to jail, and part of the reason because I had a reason to fear what would happen to me when I got out.
Yeah.
I was afraid. So
the phrase that always scared me the most always came from my mother, and it was, "Don't make me call your father."
Right.
And to realize what would happen if my mom actually called my dad while he was at work for something that I did while he was not at home, the fear and anticipation of him getting home was almost worse than the punishment I received myself from my dad.
See, my parents were equal about it. Like, if you already took care of the punishment, we don't need to do it twice. But I would go and get all the wooden spoons and put a crack in them, so when my mom hit me with it, it'd break. Yeah, that's why you broke so many spoons, Ma. I broke them ahead of time.
Right.
Worst punishment your parents ever did to you. Go.
I don't want to talk about it. I really, it's not. I completely honor and respect my parents for doing it, so that's right. Not why. It's just what I did that I'm ashamed of.
Well, you don't have to say what you did. What was the end result? What was the worst punishment your parents ever did to you?
My dad literally kicked me a block. He was behind me putting his foot on my ass the whole time for like a block and a half until we got to the destination so I could apologize and deal with it. And then when we got home, he took me in the back of the house. I dropped my drawers, and he took his leather belt off, and I got whooped. Whooped.
Sean?
But I respect him for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't get any wrong ideas. If you think that I'm an asshole and it's my dad's fault, no, I'm an asshole because I choose to be. My dad had nothing to do with that.
I was born an asshole, so. But I don't know, probably the worst. I don't know if it would be the worst, but one that I remember is a wooden spatula getting broken over my face by my mom.
Face?
Over your face?
By my mom. Just pissed at me. So, I mean, I deserved it, I'm sure, but I just remember that, you know what I mean? Or my dad just taking a belt and beating the fuck out of me. But, yeah.
The worst I ever got and I was maybe like 5 or 6. Apparently, I was so unruly, so out of control, that not only did my mom take the wooden spoon, which, you know, just like you guys, all had our little tricks with the wooden spoon, but my mom was smart and she started catching on. So not only did she use the wooden spoon, but she actually used my dad's belt. And then I was still out of control, so she actually had to literally tie me to my bed until my dad got home to deal with me. And from that point on, I don't remember what happened after. But having your mom having to physically tie you into bed, no weird, strange Oedipus complex I have because of it. So fuck you guys.
No weird what?
Oedipus complex.
What's the Oedipus mean?
I'm not sure.
You don't know the Oedipus complex?
No.
So old in old Greek mythology, you have.
That's why I don't know it.
Oh. Well, Oedipus Rex was some Greek dude, and the end of the story, he ends up falling in love with his mother and actually making love with his mother or something weird like that. Yeah, whoa. You've never heard of that before?
Never.
So that's why whenever you hear the word say, you know, Paul, you have a Oedipus complex, that's what they're saying, is that you have the hots for your mom, basically.
Whoa. I've had hots for friends' moms, but not my own.
Yeah, no, this would be your own mom. This wouldn't be like Stifler's mom. This would be your own mom.
Whoa. Never heard that before.
Yeah, never heard that term.
I thought that was incest.
Well, we don't live in Alabama, so we have to call it something more,
articulate?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to come up with the word, but, you know, damn it, too much whiskey in my system.
Great. Most of the other stuff I have to say for episode 4. Michelle asked, she had a question. What would you do for $1 million? Now, I'm personally a whore. There's not much that I would not do for the right amount of money.
True story. Same here.
Money talks, bullshit walks. For the right amount of money, I'll do almost everything. But for $1 million, what would you do?
My answer is about the same as yours. Pretty much anything. I mean, I don't think I'd kill somebody.
That was not my answer.
I know, but I wouldn't kill somebody. Well,
everything's negotiable, but for $1 million, it's really not that much money.
Well, it depends. Are you getting $1 million tax free, or?
We'll just assume.
We'll assume it comes in a duffel bag and you don't have to report.
Okay. Well, then that's a lot different story.
I mean, with $1 million, if you're smart with your money and you know how to invest your money, at least use that money to try to create more money.
Obviously, but I mean, for somebody to hand you $1 million, would you spank your monkey on the courthouse steps?
Fuck yeah.
Flog the dolphin and jizz on a cop?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, how far?
I don't know if I'd kill somebody for $1 million.
I don't. It depends on the person.
Well, yeah.
Like my roommates.
What's interesting?
Done. Hey. Dead.
I'd do it for $12.
No, somebody asked me last week, like, literally, how much money would it take to get you to punch your ex-girlfriend? We're just having one of those. How much money would it take? It depends. Like, are they going to cover the court fees and the legal fees that I'm going to have to deal with? Because if they cover all of that, plus I get money on top of it, it's not going to take much.
Yeah, I'd be the same boat.
You know, when somebody said, "Oh, you're a woman beater," I got paid. I don't care. So that wouldn't be a whole lot. Somebody in the audience just offered to write me a check. That's how much they like you, X. Well, yikes. I probably shouldn't have said that, but yeah, I would punch your ex. I'm not going to say who you are, but I would punch your ex for a very low free amount of money. Because I can't stand that bitch. It would take more money for me to punch my ex than your ex. So
what about my ex?
I don't want to be anywhere near that bitch. And I know how vindictive she is.
That's true.
She's quick to call the cops and make up bullshit. So that'd be years of headache that I would have to deal with if I hit her.
Yeah.
And if that ogre came at me, I'd have to shoot him.
I'd shoot him.
Oh.
Anyway.
For $1 million, I wouldn't do anything homosexual. I know that.
What about $100 million, would you?
It depends.
Depends on who it is.
Think of Hot Tub Time Machine. And all you have to do.
I'm a DJ. I don't pay attention much to movies. What's Be specific. Would a jack a guy off for $1 million? Might depend on the guy. Matthew McConaughey, he's attractive. I'd flog his dolphin for $1 million.
Yeah, but which Matthew McConaughey? Yes, fuck, whatever his name is. The one from Dallas Buyers Club or one like from Sahara?
Does it matter?
I have yes, no idea. Yes, because Dallas Buyers Club, he's a AIDS guy, and he's, like, fucking super skinny and shit, so...
I'm talking about the person, not the characters.
Yeah, playing. But, dude, you have to put a little bit of looks into it.
Oh, boy.
You don't want
Kevin's
that.
Kevin's thought a lot about this.
No, I haven't. thank you, whiskey.
Who do you think is the most attractive male that you know?
That I know personally?
Like,
or
if you were a girl, you wouldn't hesitate to bump uglies with.
Does this include? So, are we talking just like typical man crush, like oh blah blah blah, or
no, it doesn't, if or you is this had like a vagina? Someone, who would you want to fill it? I mean,
there's so many people out there.
I would pick Bruce Willis, definitely. I've always respected and admired that guy, and he's a very good singer.
I'd be very intimidated.
By Brucey?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Look up.
That's fucking John McClane.
Look up some of the Bruce. That's true, but that he'd have a pretty good grip. look him up on YouTube, like Bruno. Some of his singing stuff, he's impressive. I like the guy. Like if I could go out to lunch with somebody, he'd definitely be one of the top 10. I'd like to hang out with that guy. No homo, no sexual stuff. I just want to hang out with Bruce Willis.
But that's just different than the question you just asked me.
If I was to pick a guy that's attractive, I would say Bruce. If I had a vagina and I wanted somebody to fill it, I'd say Bruce.
Fair but then enough. You just want to hang out with him. So you just want to use him for his money?
Oh, my Lanta.
You're reading way too far.
I'm whiskey.
You're whiskey?
My Tana.
I don't know. Let's see. I would go... God, I feel like I sound like such a woman right now, but LL Cool J. What?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know. It just fucking teased.
LL rocks.
You know, Mama cool. said knock you out, so.
You're not wow. afraid of, you're afraid of John McClane, but you're not afraid of the dude that gets in the boxing ring and wants to stomp the shit out of you?
No, because
he was intimidating in that video, dude.
He was intimidating in that video, but you gotta understand.
And I wouldn't mess with him, like.
No, I wouldn't
he
fuck with him either.
He keeps himself in real good shape.
But he smiles a lot, so. I wouldn't be afraid. He's like, oh, look, Elo's in a good mood today, so he's
Ray Lampkin Jr. smiles all the time, but I would not want to be behind a right hook.
I'm just saying. He gives off the aura that he's not going to fuck you up. So as all long right. as he keeps on smiling, and as long as he doesn't, like, do the whole, like, little, you know, thing, then we'd be good. What? Don't look at me.
I was going to say something that was racially motivated and totally stereotypical, but I'm going to stay away from it. That would have been very redneck and unpolitically correct of me.
It is what it is.
A guy that you find attractive. I think your mic is picking me up more than my mic is picking me up.
No, it's just the headphone app. You're hearing more than it's being recorded. I'm monitoring it. It's okay. Don't worry. All
right.
God.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah, I pick him. Yeah. Jesus. I'll pick Dude, Jesus.
What a cop out.
Jesus is a cop out?
I don't know about all that.
Because what if you die and you don't even get to experience him on earth? You have to get him in heaven, and then you have to follow all the rules in heaven, so you can't even have that kind of experience. So you have to have someone on here on earth. Current lifetime. Go.
I pick you, Kevin.
Oh. I'm.
That does it for our show.
Thank you.
I gotta go.
Me three.
These two have to have a moment.
Jesus tits, no.
You uncomfortable yet, Kevin?
Since the second I sat down. Sorry.
Really, dude.
I don't know.
Who's a guy that you have always admired?
Like famous people?
Sure.
Lance Bass.
Okay. Will Smith. How's that?
All right. You guys both have jungle fever. Sorry.
Wait a second. I get what you mean. Anyway.
I'm not that there was a song about it in the 70s. Why can't I say it now?
Once you go Tana, you never go back.
Once you go Tana. Montana, Montana.
Montana, Montana.
We still need to do modern music for literature.
You have a song in mind?
I didn't, so I put a post up on Facebook, and a lot of people have been saying that I need to do Drunken Love by Beyonce.
Drunken Love?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've heard it. I know I have, but I don't remember the words.
Everybody's heard it by now. People that hate R&B music have heard it by now. Do you think there's a better song?
For modern poetry?
Modern music as literature. It's got to be something that is totally popular today. I've been looking at these lyrics, and I don't know how I'm going to read them as a poem.
You could probably do...
If you read the last one,
you could
read that.
I was also drunk.
That's true.
No. No. Not for a long, long time.
You just tried to hand him...
Shouts out to the Sea Hag in Waukesha, Washington. We'll be out there June 7th for their annual foam party.
That's pretty partying it up.
Those guys take care of us, man.
They do.
We have a blast. It's definitely a beach bar. It's not something fancy or you're not going to get bottle service, but you will be treated right. So
yeah, they're good place, good people.
If you're out in Long Beach area and you need something to do, go by Sea Hag.
Yeah, it's just north of Astoria. No, it's
It's just south of Long Beach.
Yeah, but what's the major city in Oregon that we come out of?
Astoria,
okay, yeah.
It's actually like half hour.
Well, yeah.
45 minutes.
The only reason I say that is because some people don't know where Long Beach is, and Astoria is a little bigger globally.
Fair enough.
So.
I'm trying to avoid reading this because I don't want to.
Well, another song that I don't know if you've gotten a suggestion, but as I hear it through my head and I see the video, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are.
That anything Bruno Mars does has a message to it, though. It's not...
So this is not something... Because that's modern music.
Right. No, we're looking at... Like, last week, you haven't seen the episode yet, but I did 2 Chainz, I'm Different. Just to show people how stupid those lyrics really are.
Oh, okay. So you want shit that a trained monkey can write,
right?
And it's actually passed off as...
Basically proving that... That whatever pop culture says is cool now, it doesn't make any sense at all.
My humps?
That's not pop culture anymore.
Come on. Anytime the song comes on, you know you got, oh my God, this is my jam. My hump, my hump.
I don't know.
My hump.
You're hanging out with big girls, Kevin. Did I say that a little?
No. We just read your mind.
Can you edit that? Cut that out.
Kevin, yeah, none of the girls... I haven't had a request for that song in well over a year and a half.
Well, then I look like a jackass.
Right and now. You sing Genie in a Bottle on the spot. So, I'm just saying.
He does it pretty good, too.
In all fairness...
Are we allowed to throw a copyright or a clip of him doing Genie in the Bottle?
No.
Can we tag it on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit.
So if we've got that video on...
We could put it on the website and then people can go check it out there.
Okay. But see, you have to also get it in context. I have been monikered as the King of Kamikaze Karaoke, which means I have no fear, which means I'll sing anything that you guys will put up for me, a.k.a. my neck, my back.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh.
You have that on tape, too.
Yes, you do. So it's not that I just pick it up and it's like, what do I feel like singing today? I know, I'll just go out and do Genie in a Bottle. No, I'll just sit
but
there.
But bro, you only looked at the screen twice.
Because it was a popular song back in the day.
You knew every word.
I may or may not have had a crush on non-slutty Christina Aguilera.
Bro.
I had a crush on slutty.
You knew. You knew every word of that song.
Because I may or may not been the only... Well, in all fairness, Destiny's Child opened up for her. But I may or may not, after Destiny's Child got off the stage, been the only black man in the concert for Christina Aguilera back in 1999
when she first came out.
Right.
So I might know the words to it. I'm kind of ashamed that I'm admitting this on this podcast right now, but it is what it is, and I have no fear. So if word. You...
Okay.
Yeah, just well, pretty soon you'll see it on the Facebook page. You'll see it on the website. You'll probably these people will probably put them on YouTube itself. I don't know.
Modern music as literature. This segment is brought to you by Helium Ultra Lounge. Helium, what is it called? Helium Hookah Bar.
Yeah,
it's kind of an after-hour spot. They don't serve alcohol, but they hook people up. They're good people.
Yeah, they are.
Definitely. Open until from like 2 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, and then 4 a.m. Friday and Saturday?
Sunday, I think they're only open until midnight, and then the rest of the week till 2, except Friday and Saturday, they're open until 4.
Okay. That's a cool place.
Yeah.
So this is brought to you by them, by Helium. Shouts out to Helium. I'm going to read the lyrics to this the best I can as if it's poetry, but I don't know how I'm going to do. And then Rainey will take us out. So that'll do it for episode 3. I'm Biggs. Thanks for hanging out with us. I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get into me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Nah, nah. Why can't I keep my fingers off you, baby? I want you. Nah, nah. Cigars on ice. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me faded. Baby, I want you. Nana. Can't keep your eyes off my fatty, daddy. I want you. Nana. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby, drunk in love. We be all night. Last thing I remember is our beautiful bodies grinding up in that club. Drunk in love. We be all night. Love. We be all night. Love. Verse 2. We be all night and everything all right. No complaints from my body. So fluorescent under these lights. Boy, I'm drinking. Park it in my lot, 7-Eleven. I'm rubbing on it. Rubbing. If you scared, call that reverend. Boy, I'm drinking. Get my brain right. Armand de Brignac, gangster wife. I said that wrong, I'm sure. But Louis Sheets. He sweated out like wash rags. He wetted up. Stop. He wetted up. Now I lost my place. Oh. Boy, I'm drinking. I'm singing on the mic to my boy's toys. Then I filled the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Surfboard. Grinding on that wood. Graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that. Swerving on that. Big body been serving all this. Swerve, surfing all in this good. And then Jay-Z comes in. He had some poetry. Hold up. That do say is the shit if I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. That was very Dr. Seuss of him. Hold up. Stumble all in the house. Time to back up all that mouth. That you had all in the car. Talking about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talking about you repping that third. I want to see all that shit that I heard. No, I sling Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Foreplay in a foyer. Fucked up my Warhol. slid the panties right to the side. Ain't got no time to take the drawers off. On sight, catch a charge I might. Beat the box up like Mike in 97, I bite. I'm Ike Turner. Turn up, baby. No, I don't play. Now eat the cake. Anna May said, eat the cake. Anna May? I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you gonna need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breastises is my breakfast. We going in. We be all night. And then it goes back into Beyonce does a bridge. I'm never tired. Never tired. I've been sipping. That's the only thing that's keeping me on fire. We on fire. Didn't mean to spill that liquor on my attire. I've been drinking watermelon.
What?
It says right here.
Dude, you're shitting me.
I've been drinking watermelon. I want your body right here, daddy. I want you right now. Can't keep your eyes off my fatty, daddy. I want you. The end.
Wow.
So,
what do you think, Kevin?
What do you think, K-Fed?
I was digging it until... Oh, sorry, I moved the mic because I didn't want to be rude with my laughing, but I got out of control there at the end. If this song was Lil Wayne Lollipop, no, it's still just as terrible. I'm kind of amazed that two popular African American icons, because they are icons, managed to throw watermelon into one of their songs.
I mean, that definitely does not help the stereotype at all. There's no grape drink, red drink, or fried chicken in the song.
Damn it. They fucked up then.
But they got in watermelon. Now, I'm sure if we did a Google search for watermelon in any other lyrics for any other song possible, this would probably come up as the only hit on Google. So congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z.
In urban music. Because Watermelon Crawl, I bet there's watermelon in a lot of country songs.
Okay, there is. So let me refine that. In urban music, so your R&Bs, your jazzes, your hip-hops and shits like that. I'm drunk.
I was going to say, I don't think it's fair to call jazz urban music.
I'm drunk.
That is the only truly American.
You know what the shitty thing is? This literally hit me while you're reading that, and I think it hit the pinnacle right when you said watermelon.
All right. So K-Fed's drunk. Rainy is not. He didn't really talk too much. I'm Biggs. Y'all know who I am. If you don't know, you will soon. Come hang out with me at Q May 15th. I'll be celebrating my birthday for the last time. After that, I'm not doing any more birthday parties. Shouts out to Sausage Shack, Helium Hookah Lounge, and Sea Hag Bar and Grill out in Owaco. Big ups to Funk Shop TV. You can tweet us at Funk Shop TV. You can find us on Facebook, Funk Shop TV. You can email us.
Funkshop.tv, spelled out .dot. The URL for Facebook is Funkshop.tv.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Well, you're going to put it at the bottom of the screen anyway, so whatever.
True story.
Look at the bottom. Right there.
In the comments, or not comments, description box below.
Word.
Oh, don't forget, you can subscribe to us on iTunes as well. And we're on Podomatic. All that stuff's in the description box as well. So you can download us and listen to us in your car or wherever you want to. So,
or right. In your bed as you're getting ready to make love to your sweet, sweet woman, you can put on a little Funk Shop TV podcast
and the sweet sounds of Paul Biggs.
That is the last thing that I'm going to put on when I'm trying to get it in. Because you'd be getting like, wait a minute, what did they just say? Rewind that shit. What did you just say? Boom.
Right.
Well, see, if you would have helped me promote this, this way, this could have been transcended upon all activities. That's all I was trying to do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get Kevin on it again anytime somebody else backs out. A-Train was supposed to be here. Big shout out to A-Train doing his day job thing. Now he's making the transition from nightlife to daytime, and he's still trying to juggle the two. So big ups to all the Funk Shop DJs.
True story.
Hold it down. Nobody can beat us.
Big ups to K-Fed for coming through. Short notice.
Sorry, being drunk. Sorry I was a little intoxicated. But it was a shitty day, in a shitty week. So I'm sure you guys will forgive me.
And alcohol, which is a depressant, makes it all better.
Do you not see the smile on my face?
Temporary. Until the camera goes off. And then I'll just be...
Until next time, we love you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Peace.